They also do like final, like all sales final for like 10 years too. United Furniture Warehouse was going out of business for 20 years before it finally went out of business.
Oh yeah. And oh, there's a bunch of shit that's overpriced too. Furniture.
Burned down and still be in business.
Next year it'll just be full of my beer farts. I don't think you really need to charge me $900 for that chair.
All right, you ready to roll?
Yeah.
Let's do it. You want to call it out?
Yeah.
All right, I'll start the intro. That's not it.
That was not the intro. That's cool. That was awesome, though.
It's like Batman. That's all right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show, the Time Spent Poorly show with your hosts.
Whores?
Your whores, too.
But don't forget, hosts. We have a Patreon.
We are your whores.
We are whores also with your host, Eduardo. I'm Derek. We got Chris. That's at Huds Magruder. I'm a little I'm rusty on my
side.
Yeah. At Huds Magruder.
Magruder. That's right. You're right. You got it. You nailed it.
The Twitter.
On the Twitter.
At TSPN Media.
Yeah.
That was a guess. I could see a piece of it. And at Derek on TSPN on the Twitter. We're here. We're in studio.
Live. Finally.
After weeks and weeks and weeks of being on.
When was the last one we were?
9 weeks ago.
Late February, early.
It was early March, April. I thought.
Somewhere between late February and early April.
Yeah.
I just took March completely off the table.
It's been at least 9 weeks. At least 9 weeks since we've been on the air. Together. I mean, we've been on. We've been
in
here.
The studio.
In the studio, in the same building at once.
Yeah. So, and we've done a handful of shows remotely with our pal StreamYard. Oh, I guess we can take that off of there.
Yeah, with the StreamYard.
What a great find that was.
Yeah.
As much as I enjoy the coming here portion of this show, like that's my favorite part about the show is getting out of the house. Mm-hmm. That worked in a pinch and it did a good job, and it works for our Thursday show too.
Like it did, that will continue.
Yeah,
I think that's just gonna be it. Well, I don't know, we'll probably find a point at some for some reason to do one and like in person, but for the most part we're just gonna do it online, and that's how sports program is now too. We're all using StreamYard as well, so
yeah, great site, StreamYard.
We tried Zoom for like a minute, but then now apparently all of our data is out to the world, so we don't use it anymore. Yeah, that's not why, but it might as well be.
Yeah.
I think the big problem with that was people were just jumping into Zoom calls and throwing porn up.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look.
Test. I was just checking.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay. I thought I was hearing myself through your microphone, so I was like, oh, do I have any level? Okay, yeah. Like, I think I might be on somebody else's microphone.
Yeah, I do this every episode. Like, every time we go to record, I, like, rub the...
Oh, yeah.
The things to make sure, because inevitably no way something knowing. Fucks up.
Yeah.
It's like the one show, like, I was recording, the camera was recording my audio the whole time. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice until afterwards.
Oh, that happens.
And that was, like, I was trying to play the intro. That was the one I couldn't play the intro music for. Mm. So,
I went over to Edwin's house, because he's starting a podcast. He's a listener of this show also, and a friend of mine. And we were trying to figure out his equipment, and yeah. Boy, it's something different. Something with the soundboard. I don't know. I got to figure it out. I thought it would be a new challenge. I'd have it done in a couple hours, but boy, we couldn't figure it out.
What kind of equipment is he using?
I don't remember the name of it. I took a picture of it, though. I was going to send it to you because I was like, maybe you can...
Doesn't have like little colorful buttons on it, does it?
No.
It's not a Rode Procaster?
No, I don't think so.
Is that the super expensive one on Amazon that everybody tells you to buy?
All the podcasters are into it, and I don't know.
He bought this to use music stuff, too.
It's the one Joe Rogan uses.
No, I don't even think he uses it. I think he uses, like, a whole big old soundboard.
He's probably got...
Yeah, he's got, like, a guy.
A radio station worth
it. Didn't he just do some deal?
Yeah, he signed a $100 million contract with Spotify to be exclusive to Spotify.
Wow. Good Lord.
And he feels icky about it. So why do it if you feel icky about it?
Why does he feel icky about it?
I don't know. The reason he feels icky is because I think he feels icky because he feels obligated to feel icky because people are suffering right now is his line.
Yeah. That's stupid. Well,
it's just to get people to be like, hey.
Do you remember when he was not afraid to like
another guy.
Just kind of express himself though?
Yeah.
Like, just say whatever. And I know that one of the reasons I'm a little loud.
I think we all are.
One of the reasons that he wanted or that he decided to do this exclusive deal was because the YouTube censorship. They were cutting back on things because like he had Alex Jones on and they demonetized that video.
Really?
Yeah. Because Alex Jones is Alex Jones and nobody likes him. I think he's a lot to handle, but I don't think he's always wrong. Like
he's loud and he's got a, he's got one of those personalities that doesn't really, you know, Alex Jones is, right?
Yeah. He's a
maniac.
He's like a number 4 seed on my March Madness of punchable faces. Not because of what he says or does, but it's literally based on his face. It's just, boy, man, it just needs a fist right in the middle of it. It just so happens that he's like a conspiracy kook and a right-wing nut.
Right.
And same with oh my God, I can't think of his name. My number one on my Ben.
Louder with Crowder?
No, Ben. Oh my God, I can't think of his name.
Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro. Yeah, he's my number God, one.
That Pee Wee Herman looking motherfucker. He's my, really does
he's my
need
number
to be
one.
In the face.
He's my number one. It just so happens that he's a right wing crazy guy, but also based on just punchability, he needs one, man.
He does.
Just a good.
He looks like he didn't quite get enough in grade school.
Oh man, he didn't.
Just what's that more? Guy's name?
Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, you showed me him once.
He just needs a good solid punch right in his face.
I don't think I like anybody that I generally agree with. Both of those guys included. Like in general, I agree with a lot of things that they say.
I think,
but then they have that like 10% of shit they say that is so fucking nutty.
Yeah,
you're just like, well.
Ben Shapiro looks like the son on Sopranos, who also had a punchable face.
Between the two, I probably agree with some of the stuff that he says more than Alex Jones. But at the same time, a lot of the people that like both of those guys, I hate them too.
Oh, yeah. So. If I enjoy something, it's almost guaranteed that I don't like the people that also enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Or if I agree with someone on, like, political views, I probably don't like them.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I like people who I agree with.
Yeah, I can see it.
Because there's so many of them are assholes. And it extends to your average wrestling fan or your average Dungeons & Dragons player. Like, I just don't like any of those people. Yeah. And it makes it really hard to enjoy certain hobbies because of the fandoms.
Yeah.
Or, like, political views based on the punchability of the people who express them.
Yeah, like Joe Rogan fans can be pretty annoying.
Yeah.
Any fan set to like any kind of radio show or podcast show, be our fans. But
we hate fans.
Join us. They're usually pretty. Like you almost in order to be a successful show, you have to come in with like almost a really aggressive position.
Fanatic, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
So they're all, I mean, any fan of anything is probably really pretty crazy about that thing and can be really annoying.
You can have like
hardcore
lurker fans, but then there's the fans that are vocal.
I like Rick and Morty a lot, but I know a lot of those fans are pretty obnoxious.
They're gross.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were attacking the female writers on the show one time. Right. Fuck you. I don't care as long as the show's funny.
Right.
I mean, if she's not funny, if she's a fucking Amy Schumer, then that's one thing. But
yeah, the second they get Amy Schumer writing for Rick and Morty, I'm done.
Nobody would do that.
I don't think that would.
Nobody would welcome
would be
that.
Is it Harmon?
She's done. Dan Harmon.
Dan Harmon.
And Justin Roiland.
Yeah.
Have you watched
Solar Opposites
yet?
It's good.
I love it.
I love the little subplot
or the side plot.
Yeah, of the in the wall or whatever.
Yeah.
Solar Opposites is on Hulu. Oh. Same Justin Roiland, but then they got Thomas Middlestitch to do a voice. Ditch, yeah.
And they've got the kid from the Goldbergs.
Yeah. And then And then Justin Roiland is the voice for like one of the main ones.
Mm. It's basically Rick Light.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's funny.
Yeah,
but it'll probably if it doesn't have a weird fandom yet, it will.
will develop one.
The trailer is a good trailer.
It's just as gruesome. It's just as like there's a lot of stuff that happens where it's just like, holy shit.
I can't believe they melted that guy.
Yeah, like I love a lot of the violence in those shows.
I was watching it with my boys and there's some sex stuff in there that I was like, but yeah. My kids just laugh. So,
yeah. Just some of the violence stuff, I'm like, whoa. I mean, it's obvious, it doesn't bother me. I'm just like, oh shit. Like,
God, that's a skeleton.
That guy got torn in half. Like, wow. Like when they make the robot, the woman robot, and she starts like destroying all the Mank Aves. She just starts like shredding dudes in half. It's pretty funny. I like it. But it's just like, it's crazy how they do it. Very good. Very funny.
I'll pull up the trailer here for it.
Yeah, it's a good show though. And if you have... The only reason why I have Hulu again is because I have the Disney Plus thing, so...
Oh, you got the full package?
Yeah, because I wanted ESPN Plus.
I've been thinking about dumping Disney Plus. Like, I don't really want to, because I want to wait for Mandalorian Season 2, and I want to watch WandaVision, and I want to watch...
Do you have Hulu, though?
No.
Oh, see, I ended up...
It's like $7 a month to just have Disney.
Do you?
I know, like... but I what I ended up doing was... Right now, I'm watching Hulu with commercials, because in order to... do the commercial-free Hulu bundle with Disney Plus, you have to do it through Hulu. Mm. And so right now I have to wait for Disney Plus. This is a stupid story, but I have to wait for Disney Plus to finish out its term on June 5th before I can go over to Hulu and say, I want to start up again, because it won't let me until the Disney Plus.
And the commercials on Hulu are super annoying.
Yeah.
Because it's the same one.
They're terrible.
Do you like ESPN 30 for 30 documentaries, though?
I've seen a few of them that's worth it in and of itself.
So, ESPN...
Like, there's not enough of them that I would give a shit about. Like, the Flair one was really good. But other than that, like...
Dennis Rodman's was good.
I like them because I feel like a lot of the content is stuff that I mean, I'm a sports fan. Mm-hmm. But also, there's a lot of stuff where I don't know about. And then I'll show... Like, Bree and I will watch one, and she's not a sports fan at all, but we'll both be like, man, that was pretty good. Like, it was a good documentary. So, if you like 30 for 30, then the Disney Plus thing is worth it, because then you get ESPN Plus with it, and they have every fucking 30 for 30 that they've ever made on there. And that's... It's impressive, because there's a lot of them.
I bet there are.
And, man, there's some of them that are so good, like... that have like genuine twists at the end where you're like, man, holy crap, that was good. And I'm going to talk about it on Saturday, but Michael Jordan, The Last Ride The Last Dance. See, I'm confused. They got me.
They got you.
The Last Dance was really good. It was genuinely really interesting, and it was a lot of bias. It was obviously like a Michael Jordan puff piece. They left a lot of stuff out that, like, they talk about the gambling, but they almost did it in a way just to justify that he gambles, and then they just breezed past it, and then they're, like, real quick, they're like, when he retired the first time, did it have anything to do with gambling debts? And they're just like, no. And then they just moved on from that, and I was like, I don't know, man, that's a little suspect.
Did he play cards or craps or what?
He plays cards, he gambles on himself.
It's like competitive. Like he's just competitive.
Super competitive. So he'll go play golf, but he'll gamble like $10,000 on a game, like with his friends. And to him, and that's how they, in the documentary, they're like, Well, $10,000 like to a billionaire is like $10.
And yeah, then does he just, still make like $15 million a minute or something?
Well, yeah, because he has the
shoes and the underwear and the Hanes contract.
Well, and he owns...
I think Bugs Bunny gives him a stipend every time he plays basketball.
At least
a
blowjob.
And, he owns a portion of the... I think it's the Charlotte Hornets or whatever. And I think he owns part of that team. He's
doing all right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I still believe that he retired that first time because he got in trouble. I think he got in trouble gambling somehow, and he was going to be suspended.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than suspending him, he retired for 18 months and then came back.
Yeah.
And then that was his suspension. But they didn't want to make it a thing because he's Michael Jordan.
Right.
And in the documentary, they just breeze over it and then just move on. And you're like, all right. And then they made Scottie Pippen look like a bitch. They made Horace Grant look like a bitch. They made... And of course, those guys are mad about it. They watched the documentary just like we did. And they're like, what the hell?
Mm.
Karl Malone didn't want to be on it. Wasn't on it. I mean, wow. He's in it.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk, though. John Stockton was, like, I guess, really reluctant to even... be involved with it.
Doesn't he coach basketball around here somewhere? Like a junior high girls team? Or it was a junior high girls
team? He played for Gonzaga.
Yeah.
John Stockton did. I mean, there's the John Stockton bar or whatever.
He dated one of my wife's cousins for a long time or was, like, I don't know, was married or something. I don't know.
I hear he has abnormally sized hands. Is that true?
I have no idea.
He's like a normal sized dude because he was a small for a basketball player, right?
Yeah, he's...
But he had like huge mitts.
Probably.
Like just big soup bones.
Probably. Yeah,
crazy.
I mean, the documentary is really good. It's obviously got a bias, but it's still super interesting and it's worth watching. And so, I mean, if you do like Rick does and just download, like, get it and then watch everything you can and then just undownload it. But I mean, it's, I think for the 30 for 30s alone, the,
and wasn't Disney that originally, that wasn't worth that it. Was just supposed to originally be 30 films.
Right? I think originally it was.
Then they're like, "Oh, this is like our fucking."
I think it was
bread and butter.
Yeah, I think it was originally 30 short films by 30 like directors.
Yeah,
because like Peter Berg directs one, right. And
it'd be interesting to see a documentary done by him.
Oh,
because he's like a big movie.
Didn't he
do Battleship and
yeah?
Did you watch the Rodman?
Was it the Rundown? Did he do the Rundown?
I've seen that one. Yeah,
the Rodman one.
Yeah.
Man, that was...
It's good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Rodman grew like a foot in a year, after, like when he was 20.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He played NAIA basketball.
Wow. And I heard he was just wickedly strong.
Yeah, he's also... Actually, in The Last Dance talks about like... They do like a Rodman kind of episode. And they did an
episode for everybody.
Yeah,
They gave Kerr half an episode, which I thought was... I guess I thought too much. It was good for...
Yeah. Because they don't do anything with... They should have gave Kukoc a whole episode.
They gave... Well, the Kukoc episode was more kind of to shit on him.
I think the Kukoc... And I think, which is funny, you watch that season when he played for the Bulls for the last three. He was one of the star players. Kerr was actually very much not. Mm. But I think because Kukoc doesn't speak as good as English as Kerr, they made the episode, like made the half episode that's too about bad. Kerr.
And well, Kerr's had a career afterwards.
Right, because he's won three championships with as the coach for the Golden State Warriors. And so it's super interesting that, like, I just was like, man, Kukoc was huge though. And he was a great, and they did kind of make him look like an asshole, like it, like he was in the wrong for some reason. He ends up being a star on that team.
Yeah.
And they don't really give him any love in the last couple episodes.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. The nice thing about The Last Ride is it only makes The Undertaker look bad. Oh,
God. But the Dennis Rodman episode of The Last Dance, they talk about how he got so good at rebounding, which is like basically him. He would just watch the tape. He watches how everybody shoots the ball. And then he would just watch how the ball, like,
he studied how it would ricochet off the rim
when everybody would shoot it. So he could tell where to go with the ball depending on who was shooting and where they're shooting from.
Nice.
And that's all he did, is just study tape and then just play. And he got really good at rebounding the ball, and that's why he there was a few games where he scored 0 points, but he had like 25, 30 rebounds.
Yeah.
He didn't want to score.
Doesn't he still hold the record for most rebounds in
the
game?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. And he didn't want to score. He's not a scoring player. I mean, he would if he had to, but he wanted a rebound. He just wanted to play defense.
Well, the thing I learned from watching his 30 for 30 is he's really like a people pleaser, and he's really an emotional guy.
Yeah, he is.
Like, way more than you ever would have. Like, I didn't really follow his career till he came and played for the Bulls, but like, there's some stuff when he's playing for the Pistons where he's just like, he won a, what did he win, like an award?
Yeah.
And he's just like up there balling.
Yeah. Oh man, and he was in the Pistons, man. He was nasty. He was such a good player on that team. Yeah. He was dirty though, man. That whole team, that Pistons team was dirty. They had Isaiah Thomas back in the day. Oh, my God.
That's why I used to love the Ravens.
It was a nasty team, man. They were the bad boys in the East. That was a bad team. I loved them. I mean, not at the time. I was too young to watch them, but I mean, I remember watching. There's a few other 30 for 30s about them, and oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I love teams that play dirty. The Ravens back in the day.
Ravens.
I mean, they'd, half the time off the line, they'd face mask somebody into the dirt, and you'd just be like, yep, yeah, late hits.
Fucking Ravens.
Isn't it, Steeler fan. Isn't it a Ravens-Steelers, the big one?
Yeah.
That's my favorite game.
You know, a lot like, of...
almost every year
for,
when they play.
I was actually talking about this a couple days ago. I'm a Steelers fan, and I actually don't hate the Ravens as much as like the Seahawks hate the 49ers. Like, mm-hmm. Like, if the 49ers and the Seahawks, like, the Seahawks fans, especially, like, the Seahawks and any of their rivals.
There's another
if
example they go, of a bunch of fans I can't stand.
Yeah. Yeah. If the 49ers go to the playoffs, the Seahawks don't root for the 49ers. But if the Ravens go to the playoffs and the Steelers aren't there, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Why go not? Ravens. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, I want to do this preview?
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope Disney sponsors us one day.
We've said their fucking name enough times.
I just feel like I like the bundle. I feel like the bundle with those three, with Hulu, Disney, and ESPN Plus, is the most fair of the ones I've seen so far, where it's like, I do, even though I don't watch a ton on Disney, I thought I would watch a lot more, but I really don't.
You know what I watched on there was the Imagination ones.
Those
were good. That was a good doc series. Like they kind of just, they came out with their content load and then like just shot it all, like blew it all over my chest.
Yeah.
And
I was then, a little upset that The Mandalorian was coming out on Fridays, but then it turned out like that was probably a good idea. And maybe you should have done that with every series. Like just do a new episode every Friday.
Yeah.
Of whatever you've got going. Do that with WandaVision and then do Moon Knight and
I want to see Moon Knight so bad, man.
It's one of the main reasons I'm holding on. He's one of the best superheroes there.
He's so good. He's insane.
Yeah.
He's an actual crazy superhero.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of superheroes, there's something I do want to talk about tonight, and I need to write it down so I don't forget it. Because yeah. I know you'll want to talk about it too.
Because you're getting old too.
I'll roll this trailer real quick for Chris.
Oh my God, oh my God, we don't have noses!
This May, from Justin Roiland, the co-creator of Rick and Morty.
We're from outer space!
You're the one who chose to land
my
here!
My scans didn't indicate it was a human-infested crap hole without a single redeeming value, Terry!
Comes a series about a family trying to fit in on a strange new world.
Wait! We can't park here! There's street cleaning tomorrow!
Caves.
What's Diggle Bix?
I don't know. Some sort of human code.
Favorite episode. Drugs.
By the way, I got some heroin. You guys want to do heroin?
Bullied.
Go back to Uranus.
Animal rights. Zombie teenagers. Magicians. Black holes. Googlers. And the pupa.
Look at the pupa. I told you to stop giving the pupa candy. He can't eat candy. It gets him sick.
Opposite.
Now let's get out of here before we get arrested for all this shit.
All episodes May 8th on Hulu.
Well, I'm curious about that Mope trailer now.
The Pupa is also a great character.
Yeah, I just think that show.
It's good.
As a whole, was pretty solid. I liked there's this whole, you need to watch it, but there's this whole like human terrarium subplot that goes on, and it's like,
those are probably a part of my
part, yeah,
that one episode especially is the whole episode.
The whole episode.
And there's something,
and there's going, stuff on, the going on in the background. Yeah.
It's really good, yeah. I would check it out.
I'll take a peek.
Yeah. Speaking of superhero, though, this was online. We haven't done a show since, but I want to bring it up. But Justice League, the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, they're doing it.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's an.
What's that going to again?
HBO Max.
I think, yeah.
HBO Max. It's only going to be on the streaming thing. And it might be 6 hours. It might be 6 hours and episodic. And
really?
Yeah, they're spending 25 to 35 million. No, they're doing reshoots. They're spending $25 to $35 million, which is,
I didn't know that.
Which is roughly the same of what they're spending on, or what they spent to have J.J. Abrams come in and make a weird Frankenstein movie out of it.
No. Is Abrams? Or
no, you're right. The other dude. The guy that wrote X-Men, Buffy. He wrote X-Men for years.
Joss Whedon. Joss Whedon. He wrote Astonishing X-Men.
Was that it? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Friend. I didn't know any of that. I'm out of the loop on that. Yeah. I just saw the article where they're releasing it. I figured it was they have some stuff to recut it and then do the Snyder version.
And he proposed that it be, and I don't know if they went with it or not, so this is just kind of one of those things that it might be. But like when they did the Hateful Eight extended version, where they did like 4-hour-long episodes, they do 6-hour-long episodes. And
I like how they did that. I've only watched one of those, but the way they broke it up.
Was it?
That first one was like a perfect cutoff point.
Yeah.
It's almost like you wrote it that way. And they did that
through Netflix, so it shouldn't be hard to watch that. So, like, I'm trying to cruise through Mad Men one last time before it comes off on the 10th.
Well, fuck. God, man.
I know. I'm like 6 episodes in, and I'm like, Jesus.
I can't get through it then by that, because I keep on trying to re-watch it. That's one of the best shows.
I love it. And not because, you know, Don's this drinking.
Well, that was a happier meal, but time.
Like, but because
let me put my cigarette out in your tit.
It seems like it's really honest about how things work.
Pretty true to form.
I mean, maybe there's some exaggeration.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, the doctor smoking and the one talking about how, I mean, in the first episode when Peggy gets her birth control pills, he's like, don't think you can just come out and be the town pump, as he puts his cigarette out and shoves his hand in her pussy. Like, no. I don't know if that's very realistic. But that was the attitude of your average male back then. Yeah. Like, hey, toots.
So do you... I already know the answer to this because we've chatted in the group chat. But I want to talk about it because I'm genuinely... I think it's interesting... For as poorly panned as the Justice League and Batman versus Superman were, I actually don't know a ton of people that hated them.
Other than my little brother, and well, actually both my brothers.
See,
Rick hasn't seen all of it because he watched it and then he cut out about 20 minutes in, and then he watched another 40 minutes later. And
Justice League or Batman?
Justice League.
Okay, so,
and I don't know how he feels about BVS, but I assume it's negative.
I did not hate Justice League at all. There was things. It was Frankenstein. I mean, we've talked about that. I mean,
it feels like two completely different movies.
If I feel like genuinely though, if they can, we backtrack here. I believe in Zack Snyder. I actually think he's a great director.
I think so too. I like his style.
Snyder was too. Watchmen, right?
Yeah,
Watchmen. He's Watchmen, he's Sucker Punch, which is Sucker Punch probably my least favorite, and I still didn't hate that.
300 was his, wasn't it?
I think 300 is his.
That I like that heavily stylized.
Same here.
Because there's only so much like realistic Jason Bourne fighting that I can watch before I'm like,
Then Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead, the remake. He did
really?
And that's a fantastic movie. So good.
It's I don't think I ever stayed awake through Sucker Punch, but I hear good things.
It's the story. The story for Sucker Punch is bad, but the cinematography and all this stuff, it's just the story's dumb, but the rest of it's good.
He's
so
along the lines of, What's the dude that did Transformers? Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Michael yeah. Bay's movies are gorgeous.
Did Zack Snyder do Man of Steel? He did Man of Steel.
Yeah.
So
I think so.
Okay, so I don't hate Zack Snyder's vision. I liked it. I like Man of Steel. I like directed by Zack Snyder. Okay, I liked Man of Steel. I actually really liked Batman vs Superman. There's some dumb parts in it. But
why did you say that name?
Dude, the extended version, though, where Batman is just literally beating on those dudes in the warehouse for like 15 minutes, is probably one of the best fight scenes of any movie. It is violent and nasty, and it's rad. I love old man Batman. I still think Ben Affleck to date is the best Batman that's been in a movie. I love old man Batman. I love that Ben Affleck's like 6'5".
Yeah.
He's a fucking big dude anyways. He was way too fat to be Batman, and I love it because he was a big... They just made him a big old guy, and I thought that was going to be... When they said originally that he was going to write and direct 3 Batman movies, I was like, he's a great director. Yeah. I've seen Argo and The Town, and like he's a great director. These are going to be really good movies.
Yeah.
And he's a good writer. And he's friends with Kevin Smith, so maybe he could have brought in Kevin Smith to help him write some of the, at least the storyline.
He wasn't for a while, but yeah.
Did they have a falling out?
Yeah, for about 10 years when Ben Affleck was married to Jennifer Garner.
Can anybody blame him? I mean, yeah. Kevin Smith seems like he'd be a lot to deal with on a regular basis.
I don't think Kevin Smith had a really loud mouth, talked a lot. And
yeah, I think like, he does that.
Spoke out of school without...
But anyway, I mean, I think he would have brought him in maybe to help on it because, I mean, who better? Because he's going to know the lore, right? And he's written comics, so it's that helps.
Yeah, and Batman's like his favorite, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, he has a podcast called Fat Man on Batman or whatever. Like, that's his thing. So I think it would have been in good hands. I think he would have cared for the character. You could tell when you watch Batman vs. Superman, he cared about the character. It would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I liked the whole direction it was going. I still think Justice League, I think the biggest fault of Justice League was trying to bring in Joss Whedon to save it. Because I know this is a hot take and people don't like me when I say this, but not everything Joss Whedon touches turns to gold. I still think, nothing will change my mind, I do not like Firefly. I think Firefly sucks. It's boring. I think the relationships are rushed. I think he's like George Lucas when it comes to relationships. Like, I don't know if he's ever been with a woman or even or a man. And so he doesn't know how like relationships work. And I know that he writes things like they're going to be off the air. So he has to rush stuff, which is probably because it happens to him.
Yeah.
So he rushes like relationships really fast and things. It was amazing to me that the first Avengers didn't have some annoying romantic subplot in it, and it's kind of like a bro movie.
I think that's the best thing about the first Avengers.
It is, movie. But isn't
like
it,
there's just no love interest.
But if you look
it
at
doesn't
Joss
have to
Whedon's,
be there every time.
If you look at Joss Whedon's body of work, though, it's surprising. It's surprising that it doesn't have some annoying.
Yeah, like
love
how many vampires did Buffy fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and she's the high school kid.
It has
Stop
some annoying
that.
Subplot, you know, of like this weird, like romantic love interest. And so it's weird that Avengers doesn't. So I don't know if I like Joss Whedon. I like a lot of his work. I just don't think everything he touches turns to gold. And just he's not going to just save a script. I know there was a lot to it, though. Like, Zack Snyder had some stuff happen in his family, and...
Didn't he have a kid die or something?
I don't know.
Somebody died.
Bad.
I don't know who it was, and it sucks, you know?
But I'm actually genuinely really excited for the Justice League tonight. I'm one of those fans that's been online. I mean, I don't say it online, but...
I'll borrow somebody's HBO Max.
Well, obviously, if HBO is putting their new...
I have the same one.
As long as D&D aren't...
Their new thing behind, like the new platform is backing it, then obviously they've been to some pitch meeting that they...
Yeah.
I'm fucking still
maybe,
not over season 8 of Game of Thrones.
it's traumatic. Maybe they cut out the reshoots with Henry Cavill and the mutant lip.
Yeah.
That would probably help some of the movie.
A lot of that was unnecessary. That like that little fucking... cell phone video at the beginning. Why did you even do that?
Just Who fucking cares?
That mustache was unnecessary in that movie that he had it in.
Well, also, though, who cares if Superman has a mustache?
Tom Cruise wanted it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just film Just film Superman with him having a fucking mustache.
Tom fucking Cruise.
What they did with... Yeah.
Who cares? If he has a if Superman has a mustache, they're going to be like, he wouldn't have a mustache. Yeah, he also broke Zod's neck in his movie. Like, let's just chill. Yeah. It's way better. It would have been way better for him to have a mustache than for them to do like the mutant lip over the mustache.
He's just chill this week.
Or what? He just didn't laser it off.
Rocking a mustache. Yeah. And all it would have taken is one line.
Yeah.
Man, cool mustache. Thanks.
Thanks. I just came back from the dead. That's all that grew. I don't know what happened.
This is how I feel now. He just looks in the mirror and he goes, he just like Fonzie and he's like,
70s porn star.
I don't know. I like the Justice. I thought the Justice League was a fun movie. I saw it in theaters. I've seen it another time since. I still thought it was fun. I actually liked the Flash. I thought the Flash was a lot of fun. I hope this has a little bit of a resurgence, and I hope it maybe inspires
Batfleck
to maybe stay on. I know they're doing the new one with Robert Pattinson, but that's also supposed to be like Batman Year 2.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, everything I've heard about that sounds great.
I know.
They want to focus on the detective stuff, which they should have been doing with Batman all the time. Like, I know JLA is, you know, widescreen Batman. Like, he's fucking people up. Because,
yeah.
I mean, when I was really heavy into it, it was when Grant Morrison had just taken over and they did the Pale Martian with the Hyper Clan thing, the first 4-issue run. Good God, that was good comic books, you know? And
I have a way you can keep them both. If you really want to do Robert Pattinson as Batman, and I'm sure it'll be good, just do Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Just do Flashpoint and then fuck with the storyline.
Well, and
you can have Batfleck, you can have...
And you can have Jeffrey Dean Morgan be Flashpoint Batman. You can have
Jeffrey Dean Morgan be Thomas Wayne.
Yeah.
And then you can have Robert Pattinson be Batman, and then somehow have Ben Affleck's Batman in there too, and just fuck with the storylines. They can do it.
Yeah,
they can do
whatever they want. It's not like there aren't infinite Earths for which there to be crises. I don't know.
Maybe this like inspires though Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck and to go like, all right,
we'll do another.
Did you see him play with that Infinite Universe stuff with CW this year?
No, I haven't caught up that far.
No, I haven't.
I caught a piece of an episode. I don't watch it now, but it was interesting to see. They brought Tom Welling back from Smallville.
Yeah, they did that.
And I saw Brandon Routh played Kingdom Come Superman.
Yeah.
Which is
cool.
Which is one of the best.
Very cool.
The Kingdom and Kingdom Come are fantastic.
Well, yeah, they're written or illustrated by Alex Ross, who's probably the most amazing artist.
John Cryer played Lex Luthor.
Painted.
Really? Was he good?
He's not bad. He's Lex Luthor in Supergirl. Supergirl's really fucking hard to watch after season two. Like, the first two seasons
John Cryer
really
plays Lex Luthor. I'm going to have to check it out.
Which is interesting to see. Like, I didn't realize he was doing that until I saw him pop up as a guest star in a couple shows with no hair.
Yeah. There's a...
You know, John Cryer is... He's not an amazing actor, but I imagine he could probably pull that off. But for some reason in my head, I feel like he could pull that off.
Yeah. He doesn't do a bad job. For that Lex, the he's way
probably
he's playing
better him. Than Jesse Eisenberg was.
I didn't like Jesse Eisenberg. I almost hoped he was a clone.
See, Jesse Eisenberg would have been better. I had a way to save that too. I had a way to save every one of these.
Rosenbaum's my favorite one.
Oh yeah, he's great.
I liked him better than the whole show.
Kevin Spacey
is probably my favorite.
I really liked Gene Hackman.
Yeah,
that's
cheesy.
Different time.
I think the first one came out in 1978, and so it was before I was even born. But that was the Superman that I grew up with. Yeah. I remember seeing, because Zod was my fucking boy. Yeah. Terrence Stamp is awesome.
See, and I loved Zod in the movie.
Yeah.
I loved Michael Shannon. It's very scary. I imagine he's...
And a totally different... Life. I mean, like, he was just overblown and just Michael Shannon-y.
Yeah.
I loved him in Boardwalk Empire, too.
Yeah.
When he gets... He's always holding himself back and holding himself back and holding himself... And then he just explodes. Like when he burns that dude's face with the iron. Fuck yeah. Do it.
I thought Eisenberg, if he would have played it like Zuckerberg. If he would have played it like he was in The Social Network, which is why when they casted him as Lex Luthor, I was like, okay, he's pretty sinister in... He's pretty sinister as Zuck.
Zuckerberg is kind of...
Yeah. I was like, all right. Let's do it. Let's do Jesse Eisenberg. I'll fuck with this.
I need to.
I mean, it's good. I mean, it's amazing that... It's impressive that Aaron Sorkin can write that while he's jerking himself off, but...
Yeah, he types with one hand.
He has to. He went to the same writing school as, like, James Cameron and Wes Anderson.
I got so much respect for James Cameron, though.
I know.
Like, the amount of things he's done just so he can, like, jump in a submarine. He's like, hey, I can make a Titanic movie and use that to write off this giant submarine.
So you'll watch Justice League, the Snyder Cut. Snyder
version. Yeah, I'll borrow somebody's HBO Max password.
Is that going to be 2021?
Yeah. In fact, I think it's supposed to come out right around the time Pattinson's is supposed to come out, too. We're going to get two separate Batmans.
I don't think it's a jab, you know? I honestly feel like you can do them both. We watched... This isn't related because it's Marvel, but we watched the Phoenix movie, the new X-Men. It's as bad as everybody said. It was. I had such low expectations that
zero interest in watching it.
I find Sophie Turner to be an attractive woman, but I don't think she can carry a movie. I don't think she can carry.
Well, and she's still not. She's still not the worst part of that movie. Honestly, the worst part of that movie is the worst part of all of the new X-Men movies, and it's how bad Jennifer Lawrence looks in that shitty Mystique costume. Plus, I hate the whole Mystique being like in this new one. She was like the leader of the X-Men. I'm still like, what book's that from?
She was a poor choice. She had too much charisma to be a shapeshifter.
Yeah,
Jennifer Lawrence has a lot of charisma.
I told my wife that last night. I'm like, if they would have cast Jennifer Lawrence as literally any other character in this, I probably would have liked
Emma Frost a lot more. Would have been perfect.
Oh yeah, Emma Frost, especially since they cast January Jones and she's like a shell.
I think Days of Future Past is the only ones of those. Oh no, I saw Apocalypse.
So
Days of Future Past, is that the one with Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. No. Mm. Nope. That's First Class.
First class.
That's a good one.
So
is it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
So I think
it's not.
It's fine. It's. I think you could do MCU though. I mean, just like with Justice League, they could do Flashpoint and then just fuck with all the universes and have Batfleck and have Robert Pattinson. The same thing with the Marvel universe. They could do the new Secret Wars and make Doom the villain and then just go over to now that they own X-Men.
Watch your mouth. Doom was the savior. God Emperor Doom saved everyone.
I know.
He saved them all.
But so like they did with the comics, though, how they went and plucked Old Man Logan out of that standalone. Mm-hmm. They plucked Spider-Man out of the Ultimate Universe, and they plucked like the Fantastic Four, I think. And then like they got a couple other ones here and there, just the ones they wanted to save from like Ultimate Universe, basically, to bring to the new one. They could just do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they could go...
Almost exactly.
Dude, just go into the X-Men movies and pluck out Fassbender and McElroy.
Yeah.
And be like, man, if I kind of...
And bring the young ones. Don't bring the old ones.
No.
Because Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen are not going to be around much longer.
Yeah, we don't need them. Let's get McElroy and Fassbender because they worked. Even though those movies aren't good, they worked well. I think you could maybe even have maybe even young Cyclops and maybe even Sophie, whatever.
Bring James Marsden back.
Or do James Marsden. I love James Marsden. Yeah, me too. Famke Jensen can fuck off to obscurity. Mm-hmm. But they could do, you know, just cherry pick who they want, even from the Netflix ones. Go in and cherry pluck.
Peaked in Rounders or Goldeneye?
Oh, Goldeneye for sure. She's so hot in Goldeneye, though.
On a top.
She's unmemorable in Rounders.
They could go pluck the guy, the Shane from The Walking Dead, who played the Punisher. Get Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin, and the guy who played Daredevil,
Charlie Cox, was good.
But yeah,
his wife, I think, is friends with somebody involved in the production. And so he, I don't know. There's some.
I'm just saying, go in. But pluck out who you want from all those universes because you own them now, Marvel, and do Secret Wars. and then just get whoever the fuck you want from all those universes. Just whoever you need. Kelsey Grammer is Beast.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, I hear my baby calling. Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
Very nice.
What a turn for...
But yeah.
Dude, wouldn't that be cool? I would watch that movie. Yeah,
and destroy the multiverse. Like,
oh, yeah.
And do it right after Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Set it up using that.
Yeah, because I know WandaVision is supposed to set up Doctor Strange, and Doctor Strange is supposed to set up other stuff.
Whatever this next... I think Doctor Strange is supposed to set up the next phase.
Like this kind of the stuff in the middle is just kind of transitional?
And I thought Spider-Man was supposed to as well, because I still haven't seen it, but the Far From Home... I already know what happens in it, so it's no spoiler to me, but they talked about the multiverse, though, and I was like, oh, cool. So that's, you know, and that ended up being not the multiverse because it's Mysterio, and I'm an idiot, but...
Or just trying to plant the idea.
I still think they're trying to plant the idea. I even think Spider-Man on Sony, like the Spider-Verse, I think that was even helping us set up for it. In fact, you could even use those. You could even use the cartoon.
Yeah.
It'd be quite the playground.
Yeah,
they really have.
Because they have these comic events, though, they can use whatever they want from that now.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you could talk Hugh Jackman into being Old Man Logan.
He said that.
Did he?
Yeah, he and Patrick Stewart both said that was their last X-Men movie. Maybe.
Right.
Unless they can get a Marvel
deal. Well, maybe it was their last X-Men movie.
Right. But could you imagine X-Men. Old Man Logan like training a new set of Avengers?
Well, an X-23 who's in the Logan movie. What do they pluck her? Maybe they get her just older. Who cares?
Yeah, maybe teach her some English.
Wasn't she? She's the little girl in the Golden Compass remake, right?
I don't know. I didn't see that one.
His Dark Materials or whatever.
Yeah,
I think it's the same girl. She's still a little. She's still a kid.
Yeah,
Logan was so good.
She was super fucking
brutal Logan
for
was
being
good.
A little kid.
It's not Old Man Logan, but it's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just excited. I think DC and Marvel could both just use DC's had so many storylines where they screw with the amount
the
of planets
whole new 52 thing and then Rebirth and then I mean
they could do whatever they wanted. And same with Marvel.
Yeah.
And they could save all those characters. They don't have to recast a bunch of stuff. The casting for the new Storm was good.
Who is the new Storm? Doesn't matter. But and imagine if she shows up and marries Black Panther like she's supposed to.
Sure.
She comes from some other multiverse and
sure.
And
just tie them all together.
I like this one.
Just go cherry pick what worked. Don't let any of the writers from the X-Men movies come aboard.
Directors either.
No. We can't now. At least you can't use the director of X-Men 1, at least.
Singer?
Yeah, Singer. Brian Singer.
Yeah. Didn't he rape some
I think he's
dude?
A bad guy. Yeah. He's a bad dude.
I think he's a bad guy. He might be a villain.
I think he's one of those Me Too
guys.
He's
a raper.
Though.
He's a raper.
Sadly, I think he was one of that.
No, he just has a rapier wit.
I don't know. So I don't know. I'm excited about it. I mean, comic book movies could be... Because when I went and watched Endgame in theaters, genuinely when I walked out, I was with my friend Patrick and I was like, hey, regardless of if this is the last one or not, which it's not, obviously, but it's the last one for me, probably.
Yeah, it probably felt cinched up.
It did. And I was like, you know what? If I never watched any Marvel movie ever again, I'd probably feel okay about it because, you know, why not? But I think if they did something huge like that, so let's say they get Hugh Jackman on board. We're going to go pluck him out of this universe because we're doing this whole storyline. I bet you if you got Hugh Jackman and a few of the other people from X-Men, you could probably even talk even like Chris, like
Chris
Captain
Evans.
America, Chris Evans. You could probably even talk him into doing at least a small Captain America role.
Yeah.
Because if he gets to work with Hugh Jackman, who is Logan, like, and it would be iconic. I bet you could talk him in. I mean, he's already iconic, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But, hey, man, you're going to be in the same scenes with, like, Logan, though.
Maybe I'll do it.
You want to do one scene in one movie? Or even if it's a flashback where they're in World War II together?
Yeah.
or that'd something. That'd be cool. Yeah, just show that scene.
It's a shame we didn't get to see that.
I know. It's a shame that this whole time that Fox and Marvel were separate entities. Because imagine what they could have done. They could have done Old Man Logan the right way.
It's weird that people are so fucking greedy about intellectual property rights. Like, if you're not doing anything successful with it, go ahead and sell it to somebody for $15, $16 million. You get some money, and you don't have to be responsible for taking the risk of making a movie.
You're right. Oh, and Fantastic Four. Best way to save that. You do the Secret Wars, Doom's the villain, slash whatever, the savior, right? You have the Fantastic Four in it. They're established. It's not an origin story. We all know how they fucking became the Fantastic Four.
Who would you make Doom, though?
Did we do a fantasy casting for Doom at one point? Or
We were talking about it, I think. There might be an old episode where we mentioned it.
Who did you like for Thomas Wayne?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Okay. He was Thomas Wayne.
He was in
Batman vs. Superman, because they were talking about doing Flashpoint.
God damn it. God damn it, that makes me mad now that
he could be Doom.
Yeah, he could be
Doom. He'd be a great Doom.
I was going to go with other Jeffrey Dean Morgan, though, and say, I think this might have been who I picked if we were going to do the... and this would be a nice little resurgence for him, and he would do a great job. Clive Owen.
Yeah, Clive Owen would be great.
Clive Owen would be a good Doom.
He's got the voice for it.
Yeah,
we've talked about that
before. I think we have. And I think that'd be a nice little, like, kind of like a renaissance in his career, because I think Clive Owen's an amazing actor, and it's
he's in some fantastic movies.
It's a shame that he didn't get, you know, more, I guess. I don't know what happened to where he got...
He was just another brown-haired, blue-eyed, scruffy white guy.
God, he's so good, though. Children of Men is such a good movie.
It is.
That movie is underrated.
People jerk off all the time about that long shot, but the movie itself is really good.
I love that movie. It is so depressing, but it's so good. That long shot is a really good shot, though.
They did really well.
It's a good movie.
There's not too many screw-ups in it.
I even think Shoot 'Em Up's a good movie. I thought it was
Shoot 'Em Up. I love Shoot 'Em Up. But I need to watch that again.
Deeply in love with Monica Bellucci.
Yeah.
And Paul Giamatti can do no wrong.
Do you think they could talk Christian Bale even into reprising the role if they were going to do a Flashpoint thing? If
there's going to be like 11 Batmans, probably.
He would I bet you if they couldn't talk him, I know they could get Michael Keaton
absolutely
to play a version of... Let's say for some reason they're going to mix it in with like Batman Beyond.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing.
Old Batman man Bruce Wayne. Fuck, that'd be a good movie.
Yeah, it would.
Just let me have...
Why not?
I would watch
Why not? Batman Beyond is one of the cooler ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
The suit is awesome.
Will Friedle's the voice kid. For the kid.
The kid is great.
Yeah, it's a good story.
I can't ever remember his secret identity name, but...
I get it.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's good. Are we going to talk about... I know I took this all up with superhero stuff, because I was really excited to talk about it.
Yeah. We have not been here a while.
It has been a while. And we this is about definitely way points. Better when we're in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, tons.
I've been genuinely... Since that came out, I was genuinely excited to talk to you guys about this on the show. I did not know they're doing like the six.
I don't know if that's true or not. I know that's something that Zach had proposed at one point.
Why would HBO say no? That's the thing, is like, this guy's going to do six... thing, like, why say no? People are gonna watch it,
especially when most of it's already been shot.
Yeah,
I mean, you're mostly paying for editing and special effects.
Do you think that the actors would be on board to do the do you think like any of the big reshoots? Do you think he'd have a hard time getting like Cavill or
Affleck would probably be hard to get to come. Jason Momoa just seems to be awesome and down for just
Momoa's
about anything.
Down, yeah,
and. There's that picture of him like stalking Henry Cavill on the red carpet, and that I think that's all you need to know about Jason Momoa. You're like, yeah, he's the best.
I think Cavill would do it.
I think he would.
Because I think Cavill. I don't think Cavill necessarily quit being Superman because he hated Superman. I think he just really wanted to do The Witcher.
Yeah.
I think honestly that's what it was. You wanted, which by the way, The Witcher was actually really good.
Yeah.
So
once I figured out that they weren't on the same timeline, I was like, okay. It's like, everything's converging to this point.
Which is, I felt really lucky watching it because we had just watched like season. It was fairly recent when I had watched like Westworld, where it was on separate timelines. And I looked at my wife and I'm like, I think this might be on separate timelines.
Yeah. I was about episode two, maybe midpoint in three. And I was like, this can't all be happening all at
the same time. Watching the new Westworld right now. And I'm like, just waiting. I haven't finished it. So please no spoiler. I'm only like in episode four or five maybe. And I'm like, I wonder if this is separate timelines again. Because it jumps all over the place. And I'm like, I don't know. This seems fishy just for it to be... It'd be weird for Westworld just to be on this narrative that's like beginning to end and then be like, that was our show.
Bye, guys. Yeah. I wasn't really into season two of that.
Yeah.
Like, it just... I liked Shogun World. And it was interesting that it was the same storylines in a different setting. I really liked
that. Yeah, that's
like
cool.
You're like, oh, well, if you go to this part of the park, you're doing the same thing. But and then Safari World?
Yeah, I think it's Safari.
That one didn't seem to be. That one seemed to be mostly focused on hunting beasts. Yeah.
And then
cool too.
Yeah. And then on the newest season, they kind of delve into War World a little bit, where it's like World War II.
Who?
You're talking about...
Westworld? Could you imagine running D-Day?
On this third season?
Yeah, on the new season, they kind of delve into...
So they go back to the park?
Well, it's like it's hard to explain, but...
Don't spoil it.
But... Oh, no, I'm not going to spoil it, but just kind of know. But kind of yes.
Okay.
The timelines are super weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I've always felt like the timelines are hard to follow. Nolan.
I'm not far enough through it yet to be able to give you a definitive answer, but they do show War World and that kind of, and it's like a Nazi thing. And it's like, well, that's kind of cool. Interesting. If you want to go back and kill you some Nazis, if you like,
who doesn't?
Cause if all of the worlds are like, they're theme parks, but if all of them are like, realistically, Westworld though is Red Dead Redemption, okay. Safari, they're all a video game basically. Like Safari World could be kind of like Far Cry, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shogun World could be like.
What was that samurai game that came out not too long ago?
Sekiro or whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. But that one's supposed to be awesome.
And then, so let's say there's War World. If you're like a Call of Duty fan, though,
yeah,
or a Battlefield 1, 1942,
it's not like there aren't a bunch of those,
right? So it would make sense to go to a War World where there's like Nazis and stuff.
Yeah, well, and to go in there and you're basically Captain America.
Yeah,
like oh, I've got a 1911, and I'm going to storm the beaches at Normandy because I can.
Yeah,
I can take all of your shots. The bombs won't blow me up. Bang, 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 bang. Fuck you all.
Yeah. I mean,
run through and be John Wick and World War II.
It's pretty good. I know. So far, it's pretty good.
Has the season ended yet?
I don't know. I'm not only like I said, three or four, maybe.
I think it's run its course. I need to go back and watch it. I was just reading.
God, Aaron Paul has such a huge forehead, though. Oh my God. That guy's fucking forehead.
Did you watch El Camino?
Yes.
Not yet.
It's worth it.
It's good.
I was really...
The only continuity error is Jesse Plemons's obesity.
Oh, yeah. He
does. And his hairline.
He has not...
What happened? He gained weight for Fargo.
Oh.
And then I don't think he was able to get it off as easy as...
God, he looked like the greasiest fucking piece of shit on SS McAllister. Did you see that one? That episode of Black Mirror he's in? With God, there's
the spaceship one.
That one's so good.
Did they show him?
Yeah. Jesse Plemons? Yeah.
They show him on the episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember hearing his...
He's in it.
Yeah, there's... Jesse keeps having flashbacks of his time when he was a captive. Because he was a captive for a long time.
Are you talking about the movie, El Camino?
No, I'm talking about the SS McAllister.
Yeah, he's in it.
He's in the episode.
No, Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons.
Not Aaron Paul.
Jesse Oh, that's
the,
right.
The actor that plays...
Oh,
what's
I,
his name?
Oh, you guys are calling him by his name. I call him Mutant... I call him Mutant Matt Damon.
Mutant Matt Damon.
Jesse Plemons.
Mutant Matt Damon is who I call him. You're right. He is like a greasy shit.
He just looks like he smeared fucking butter on his face before every scene.
I'm sorry. I'm so... Because Aaron Paul is in that episode.
Yeah, he's like the voice
at the
end.
He's one time at the end, which is why I was confused on...
Yeah.
Because isn't he Jesse on...
Jesse...
Okay, that's what I was...
He's like. Jesse Pinkman, yes.
Jesse Pinkman. Okay, I got really confused.
That's another one I'm going to have to get take a look at before it disappears.
And I watched BoJack, so at the episode of that McAllister episode, I knew it was him because I watched BoJack, so I'd gotten to know his voice.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea until I went on Reddit later.
That is actually... So, I don't know if they ever... Maybe they decided they're not going to do it, but you know they were going to do a spin-off like couple. They said they were going to do a spin-off like episodes of those that of that episode of Black Mirror.
Really?
They were going to do like two or three 1 hour episodes just based on that cast and that episode because it was so popular and people liked it so much, and it ends in a way where it's like kind of open-ended where we could see what this world looks like that they're going to travel to, that they have like this free reign now and they can just go see.
They made it out into the video game,
right?
Yeah,
that's my favorite episode of the show.
Mine too.
So good. And
it was incredibly well done,
that Bryce Dallas Howard one. That one was good because she just goes nuts.
Yeah. Is that and the one with
Cherry Jones is in it for
five stars?
Yeah, Cherry Jones is in it for like 15 minutes, and she's hilarious. The truck driver who just doesn't give a shit.